Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the seventh episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Today with me, I have my friend Andy, or his nickname, Andy the Dolphin. Say hello.
Hello.
And today, we're going to be talking about the five best games on Roblox or Roblox.com. So stick around. If you are ready to see the five best Roblox games ever, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. That can be iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Pod. Just make sure to subscribe. Now yes. Let's get on with the episode. So, Andy, tell me some of your favorite Roblox games.
Okay, so there's these two games that I really, really like, which are called YouTube Tycoon and School Story.
Okay, sounds interesting. Tell us some more about this game.
Okay, so School Story. Okay, so you get to school, as you mostly all know.
Yeah.
You get to school, then when the principal is talking to you, can because it's your first day back, he will turn into this weird ghost person. And then later on, there's a pizza party. But when you eat the pizza, your face turns white. And then that ghost guy gets stuck inside of a room. Well, then you have to unlock him, and then you go through this portal, a big
sounds
mix,
interesting.
And loads of other stuff.
It actually sounds a really good game.
And YouTube Tycoon. Okay, so YouTube Tycoon is literally just your ordinary YouTube. But for example. Okay, so, for example, that you finish the game. If you leave the game and join back, you will literally be in your finished tycoon, or you can choose to do a new one. And even YouTube Tycoon, you can. It's just really, really cool.
Sounds like a decent game. Okay, so I think we may actually put links to all these games in the description of the podcast. So, yeah. Sounds like a really good game.
Okay, now, what's your two favorite games?
Well, I actually have three favorite games I would like to say.
Oh, okay.
Number one is this game called Theme Park Tycoon. Number two is this game called Heroes of Robloxia. And number three is a game called Adopt Me. So,
I've actually heard of Adopt Me.
Really? Okay.
I actually sometimes play it.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. So, first of all, Heroes of Robloxia. If you subscribe to my channel, you see I made a video about it a while ago, but Heroes of Robloxia is this game where you get to pick a superhero power, and there are four missions where you go through different stages to defeat the main bad guy, Dark Matter. It's actually really fun, and if you don't want to do the missions, there's also a PvP mode where you can just battle your friends. It's a really cool game, and even if you play it over and over again, it can still be fun. And you can even play with your Roblox friends. Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe we should We play that game sometime.
Yeah. So, next up, Theme Park Tycoon 2. So it's basically a game where you build your own theme park inside of Roblox. Like, seriously, you can build your own roller coasters, you can make rides, you can get restaurants and toilets, you can add decorations, you can name your park. Your park gets to be rated, you can make money from it. It's a really good game where you can build your own theme park, and it's kind of like making your own theme park, but inside of Roblox.
And Timmy told me that that he actually texted the person who made it to do an update, and he literally just said no. He just said no.
Yeah, a little bit sad, but yeah. So it's a really good game.
Timmy.
Yes.
Tell the people what the update you wanted them to do.
I actually wanted them to first of all add staff into the game, because you always have to clean up trash in the game. So I wanted to have like janitors and stuff like that. And yeah. I also wanted so that you can give money to other people.
You could just like trade money.
Yeah, but he said no, but don't worry, it's still a good game.
Yeah, it's still a good game. But be warned of that trash. It's literally these little piles of dirt, which they're so annoying. They're really so annoying.
I don't know why people even drop it. Like, why are you dropping your Coke cans all over the floor?
When I was playing it, when I was playing it, a person threw the trash on the floor right next to the trash can.
Wow.
You have to put lots of trash cans.
I want to say 20 trash cans in my theme park.
Okay, now
let's talk about my last favorite Roblox game.
Wait. Okay, yeah. Voice message us a moment.
Voice message us what your favorite Roblox game is. We would love to hear.
And voice message us a moment. What would you rather have it in your theme park? Loads of trash on the floor, or loads of trash cans? Which one?
Yeah, so if you want to send in a voice message, go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast/message, and you will be able to talk to us now, back to the episode. So my last favorite Roblox game that I want to cover in today's episode is a game that loads of people know. One time it had like 1.6 million players. Adopt Me.
Yeah.
Adopt Me.
I actually quite have a lot in Adopt Me.
Yeah, so Andy, you tell us a little bit about it and I'll say a little bit.
Okay, so Adopt Me. Okay, so when you first start the game, you have this tiny house, okay? Then you'll be leaded to your first starter egg, which if you like feed it, it will grow and grow into a dog or a cat, and you can keep on. Getting eggs to get better pets, and then you can trade with people. So, for example, you had a dog, okay, and you wanted a cat instead, and a person had a cat. You can trade them, and see him. If they will give the cat for the dog, And you can even buy bigger houses. Okay, you tell it from here to me.
Okay, so in Adopt Me, you can get loads of pets, and there are several. You can adopt child, adopt pets. You can even make a family full of as many people as you want. You can throw parties at your house. You can go out and buy food, buy toys, buy as much stuff as you want. You can rent a hot air balloon, which is really fun. Mm. And for Robux, you can buy extensions such as a flyable pet, a rideable pet, just like extensions. So it's a really good game, and I highly recommend it. And it's one of the most popular Robux games of all time. And with that, Andy, do you want to end the episode here?
Wait a second, Cam. Can I just say a tiny little bit more of Adopt Me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so when you rent the hot air balloon, like Timmy said, you will be taken up to a place called the Sky Castle, which you can buy speed potions with the in-game money. Speed potions, big head potions, levitation potions, gravity potions, and loads of others.
Okay, yeah. Sounds interesting.
Okay. Do you want to end the episode?
Yeah, I think so. So, if you guys enjoyed, smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Tweet about it. Go and send in a voice message. You can play these games in the description below. And I shall see you in the next one. Goodbye!